Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين مرحبا مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The program's name is Treasures of Wisdom, Subhanallah. And we welcome all our viewers throughout the globe from whichever part of the world you have joined us. Marhaba. May Allah Kareem reward you. May Allah Kareem accept all your lawful wishes. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. Subhanallah. We have commenced in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal after sending peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alihim Uridwan. Subhanallah, teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka, chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I am not alone, dear viewers. Once again, mashallah, accompanied by our honorable Sayyid Muhammad Madani. Marhaba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is Mawlana Sahib doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well, Mawlana Sahib. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Only through the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The program Treasures of Wisdom, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, is the exciting one. And we hope that inshallah, Mashallah. We hope that the viewers of Madinah channel shall be with us until the end of the program. And together with our Honorable Mawlana Sahib, we are going to be narrating a prophetic story, dear viewers, which is from Tirmizi Sharif, subhanallah. And it's proven from the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So stay locked with us until the end of the program. Listen to this beautiful and amazing prophetic story in order to reap blessings and barakah, subhanallah. And there are so many lessons that we shall derive from this, and mainly motivation, inshallah, azza wa jalla. All these stories are packed with motivation, Mawlana Sahib.
Subhanallah.
And they encourage us to face the difficulties during this world, you know, during our lifetime. There are many difficulties we may face, but when we recite Quran Pak and we take lessons from those amazing parables, as well as lessons from the prophetic stories, then they serve as motivation for us.
Subhanallah. No matter that's what thing we need.
Jiha. No matter what challenges come our way, Mawlana Sahib, by listening to these stories, we gain the power and enthusiasm and jazba to face those difficulties. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Here we go with this wonderful story. It's a short message, dear viewers. Please do not leave us and stay with us, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We shall commence with this beautiful story, which is narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Al-Ash'ari. Subhanallah. He says that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla has said, indeed, Allah azza wa jalla had commanded Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam with 5 commandments to abide by, and to command the Bani Israel to abide by them as well. But Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was a little slow in doing so, yani in conveying the message. He did not yet go to command them. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, indeed Allah azza wa jalla commanded you with 5 commandments to abide by, and to command the Bani Israel to abide by them as well. Either you shall command them, or either I shall go and command them. So upon this, Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam said, I fear that you precede me in this, that you
Allah
go before me.
Akbar.
And in this way, why he feared, because of course he's a commander of Allah azza wa jalla. And he says that before anything happens, let me go and convey this message to Bani Israel. Now these were the 5 commandments which Allah azza wa jalla had revealed to Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah, he now goes, he gathers people in Jerusalem and he filled the masjid. And from here, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded me with 5 commandments to abide by and to command you to abide by them as well. Subhanallah. What an atmosphere in Jerusalem, subhanallah.
Allah.
The followers are listening to what Allah's Prophet is now saying to them. He says, number one, the first of them is that you worship Allah and do not associate partners with Him. Do not associate anything with Him. And then Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam says, the example of the one who associates others with Allah azza wa jalla is that of a man who buys a servant with his own gold or silver. Then he says to him, this is my home and this is my business. So take care of it and give me the profits. So he takes care of the business and gives the profits to someone else from the business. Allahu Akbar. So instead of giving the profit to the master, the servant who done the business on behalf of the master,
right,
he takes the profits and he gives it to someone else instead of handing over the profit to the master.
Allahu Akbar.
So Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam then said, which one of you would live to have a servant like that? Who works for you but gives the profit to someone else?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So this example was under the context of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla and do not associate partners with Him. Then he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla commands you to perform salah. And when you perform salah, then do not turn away, for Allah Azza wa Jalla focuses on His worshippers as long as He does not turn away. Subhanallah. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam continues with his motivational encouragement, subhanallah, giving out the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed upon him. He says, and Allah commands you with fasting. For indeed, the example of fasting is that of a man in a group with a sachet containing musk. All of them enjoy its fragrance. Indeed, the breath of the fasting person is more pleasant to Allah Azza wa Jalla than the scent of musk.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful example. Allahu Akbar. Of a man in a group with a sachet containing musk. But how much people around would like and enjoy the smell and the fragrance that emanates from that sachet or bottle, you know?
Gee.
But here, Allah Azza wa Jalla, more than that, loves the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person, dear viewers. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Further on, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam then says, he commands you to give charity. And the example of that is of a man captured by his enemies, tying his hands to his neck. And they come to him, Allahu Akbar. They come to him to beat his neck.
Allah.
He's about to lose his life. Then he said, yani the one who's going to be killed now, he says, I can ransom myself from you with a little or a lot, with something. So he ransomed himself from them. And this wonderful example Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam had given was in regards to charity, giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he commands you to remember Allah azza wa jal. He then gives them motivation about remembering Allah azza wa jal, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, alayhi salam, for indeed the example of that is like that of a man whose enemy quickly tracks him until he reaches an impermeable fortress, in which he protects himself from them. Those people are unable to break through this fort. This person has taken refuge in such a strong fort. And he says, this is how the worshipper is. He does not protect himself from shaitan except by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
What a beautiful example. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now conveying this story to his companions, alayhi muridwan.
Subhanallah.
Therefore, we're saying the prophetic stories. Now the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla says to his companions, I command you with 5 that Allah has commanded me as well.
Subhanallah.
And that is listening and obeying to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Performing hijrah. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla here in this narration speaks about the jama'ah, yani the larger group of people.
Right.
Subhanallah. He says, for indeed whoever parts from the jama'ah, the measure of a hand span, then he has cast of the yoke of Islam from his neck, unless he returns back. Allahu Akbar. And whoever calls with the call of jahiliyyah, whoever calls out with the call of ignorance, then he is from the coals of hell fire.
Allahu Akbar.
So someone said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he performs salah and fast, so the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, even if he performs salah and fast, so call each another with names that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. Yani, the names which you have been called with in the dunya, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan were mentioned and said, the story was told to them by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What a beautiful and amazing parable, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Zakariya, who is the father of Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, was blessed with Allah Azza wa Jalla with a beloved son.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Yes, he is Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, and he remained detached from worldly desires, often weeping out of love and yearning for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He fearlessly spoke the truth and unbothered about the criticism from other people that came to him. And this exceptional trait eventually led to his blessed martyrdom. Allah, he was actually martyred in the position of Sajda Munasab. In the state of prostration, he alayhi salatu wasalam was martyred. Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya.
Allah
alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, his name is Yahya and his blessed lineage reaches back to Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Dawud.
Alayhi salatu
wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla also mentioned some beautiful attributes about him in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to his fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani all Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam were deeply mindful of Allah Kareem. Likewise, Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam possessed immense fear of Allah Kareem. And this attribute is mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. And he was extremely fearful of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was extremely fearful of Allah Almighty. Obedience to his parents, Allahu Akbar. Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was obedient to his parents as well and expressed kindness towards them. And the Quran has spoken about this. The Quran says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And he was dutiful towards his parents. Allahu Akbar. Humble in his actions. Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was exceedingly humble and displayed at most submission to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He never displeased his Lord by being boastful or arrogant. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned this attribute as well in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walam yakun jabbaran asiyya. And he was neither hostile nor disobedient.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Quran even speaks about him being gentle hearted. You know, kind hearted. The Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاهُ وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. And compassion from us and purity. And he was extremely fearful of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was swift in performing virtuous deeds, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And he was known for his beautiful attribute of being swift in performing virtuous deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran Pak, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Indeed, they, yani, the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the aforementioned prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla would hurry to perform good deeds.
Subhanallah.
So, including Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, these were the attributes of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Innahum kanu yusari'una fil khayrat. Indeed, they, yani, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, would hurry to perform good deeds.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So, it is essential for us to study the lives of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam with enthusiasm and dedication, dear viewers. And guess what? We should embrace their blessed qualities and habits as well. Understand that these were the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These were the qualities they possessed, and therefore I also want to possess them as well so that I could become a better person. Subhanallah. By doing this, dear viewers, you know, we can demonstrate a deep love for these esteemed personalities through our actions, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So we should follow the footsteps of these pious predecessors and make niyyah, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that we also, inshallah, you know, have love for the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and for all our pious predecessors. Mulana Sahib, the story and the parable was quite short. Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya alayhim salatu wasalam had mentioned to his nation, to his people, yani Bani Israel, and subhanallah, those five commandments were straight.
Right.
And subhanallah, they were, you know, mentioned, they were said to perform virtuous deeds. And they were also commanded to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in every era, in every time, whenever these commandments were revealed, Mu'asab, you know, for every Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were different commandments.
Right.
For their followers and for their nation to abide by. And salah and worship was also mentioned to other Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and to their nations. And this is something, Mu'asab, which we find in today's day and age being very difficult for people,
yes,
to follow and abide by.
100%.
Salah, Allahu Akbar. Yet the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated Islam is established upon five things, testifying that there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he testifying that there is no God except for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. establishing the prayer, yani salah, giving zakat, performing hajj and fasting in the month of Ramadan. That's hadith in Bukhari Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Though we know that these are the five pillars of Islam, yet, you know, people would lack in salah, Mawlana Sahib.
Yet we have to uphold these pillars. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, he gave the first advice that he gave was that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And if we look at our lives, as you know, we see in the Holy Quran what our purpose is in this dunya, in this world, that our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because apart from that, if we do not fulfill this purpose in our lives, then what are we gaining at the end of the day? And by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes salah. That's our way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions the summary of which is that salah is the coolness to my eyes. And in another narration, he mentions that salah is the mi'raj of a believer. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went for mi'raj. And our mi'raj is in our salah. Subhanallah. So this should be a motivation, you know, for each and every one of us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform our five daily salah. But Munasab, with performing our five daily salah, with that comes purification. And in order to perform salah, one has to make wudu. Wudu is the key to salah. Salah is the key to Jannah. Subhanallah. So it is mustahab, you know, for those who make wudu, for example, say Zuhr time, and they'll keep the wudu for Asr, for Maghrib, for Isha. There is nothing wrong, of course, but it is mustahab also and preferable to make a fresh wudu for each salah. And by making wudu, you are getting rewarded as well. Subhanallah. So you are basically, we can say, getting best of both worlds. One is by making wudu, you are improving your physical health. The other is you are getting spiritually uplifted. You are getting spiritually afresh. You know, so all of this, it plays a very vital role in our lives as believers to uphold these pillars of Islam, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be firm on performing salah.
Allah, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we lack the most in today's day and age throughout the globe. Masa, wherever you go, this is the biggest problem we are facing. I mean, according to one estimation, dear viewers, out of 1,440 minutes in 24 hours of a day, only 85 minutes, yani, what, 1 hour, 25 minutes,
Allah,
are required to offer salah in the five daily salah. 1 hour and 25 minutes. Out of 1,440 minutes in 24 hours in a day, dear viewers, 85 minutes, yani 1 hour and 25 minutes are required to offer the five daily salahs. We can spend the remaining 1,355 minutes for other religious and worldly kams. Yeah.
Yes, and no one can say they don't have time because time is the same for everyone.
Allahu Akbar. So there's so many blessings of salah, but yet we are unable to do so. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Yes, there are many reasons. And I often say this, we all have reasonings. But you know what, Munasa, we have to focus and get to the rock bottom of this problem. Since our program is Treasures of Wisdom, and we get straight to the point here, right? And the point here is that somebody would say, my office is a problem, my job is a problem, my timing is a problem. Put everything aside. The biggest problem is your nafs and shaitan.
100%.
Bottom line.
That's the root.
It boils down to nafs and shaitan, Muhasab. If we could put our nafs and shaitan, we could fight this day of Yuzo Madani Channel, because the nafs is our hidden enemy and shaitan is our open enemy. Ek chupa hua, ek khula hua. Allahu Akbar. Neither of them would ever want us to act upon the commandments of our merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla and want us to go into Jannah. The one inside you is fighting, don't go there. And the one who's open enemy, who's outside, he also lives within us. You know, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla says, shaitan is like in the bloodstream of man, flowing in the bloodstream of man. This is the nafs and the evil and carnal desires. Therefore, Allahu Akbar, they try their level best to tempt us in different ways to keep away from offering salah, giving zakat, doing any virtuous action. So what we should learn And what we should know is how to oppose shaitan, fight this shaitan, fight this nafs of ours, dear viewers of Madani channel. You know, why do many people miss Fajr Salah Muhasab? Let's get to the bottom of this problem. Right. Majority of the time, we're sleeping late.
100%, that's so true.
We will take reminders from other people. We will set the alarm for catching a train or aeroplane or flight or car drive or whatever it may be, right? We have alarms set, we have reminders. But how many of us have reminders for Salatul Fajr?
It means our priorities are not set correct,
Muhasab. So it's the enemy inside and the enemy from the outside. They both are trying and thriving very hard to make us drift from the path. But dear viewers of Madani channel, to accomplish all the other goals, why we set priorities correct, as Muhasab just stated now. For Fajr Salah, we sleep late, Muhasab. Many people would say, I can't get sleep at night. I am unable to sleep. For this reason, I cannot wake up in the morning and the person is fatigued, he's tired. Do you know what the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla says with regards to this, dear viewers? When any of you goes asleep, Shaitan puts 3 knots at the back of his head.
Allahu Akbar.
On every knot, he places this thought inside the heart. He says, there is still a lot of night left. There is still a lot of time left. So go, keep sleeping. So when a person wakes up and performs the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, one knot is undone. Ya baat, subhanallah. And when he performs the ablution, the second knot is undone. And when he performs Salah Mulana Sahib, the third knot is undone as well. Allahu Akbar. And he gets up energetic and happy in the morning. Otherwise, he gets up with a sorrow heart and feeling lazy. That's when we go to work all falling apart. Because we woke up to have a bath so that we could smell nice, be fresh at work. But what about Salah that's supposed to keep you internally happy? Give you the actual glow in the face instead of using the artificial makeup.
Yes.
You know? So, this is very important, dear viewers of Madani channel. You know, a very great pious wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Huzur Hafizi Millat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, stated in one of his congregation, he was giving a beautiful bayan. He says, imagine someone who has stayed awake for many nights and extremely tired. And then, Allahu Akbar, he's offered a beautiful room, Mulana Sahib, with a comfortable bed. In fact, even his blessed son has narrated this in one of the congregations.
Subhanallah.
So he says that a person is offered a beautiful room, ki ye kamra hai, bistar to badhiya hai, zabardast bed hai, comfortable bed, you know, comfortable room with all the facilities available. And it's also said to the one who never slept for many nights, go and rest, but isme ek saab bhi chupa hua hai. There is a snake in this room, but please go and take some rest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So he asked the crowd, the audience, that which one of you can rest in a room like that? So they replied a negative. How can that person sleep? And none of us could also sleep in a room like that. So His Eminence then mentioned why the person could not sleep was because of the snake. He says, how can a Muslim who has Iman and Islam in his heart, he has the fear of Allah in his heart, but he's sleeping as if he's bi khabar?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
You have khawf of Allah in your heart, but how limited is that fear, that the fear of the snake can make you be awake despite the tightness, but the fear of Allah in your heart can't make you wake up for Salatul Fajr? Allahu Akbar. So this is really something that we should contemplate upon, Muhasab, that this is the state of our Muslims today, that we have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the commitments of life. We have the shayateen inside us, within us, and outside us, who are always trying very hard for us to go astray. And if we go astray, then we have then drifted away from our goals of Akhirah, getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, earning barakah and blessings, because this world is a limited world. You know, we have not come here forever, dear viewers. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we should be setting our priorities straight for our Akhirah and be working harder for the Akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has a record of everything that we have sent forth and everything that we have kept behind. We are taking nothing with us for the dunya that we thrive so hard for, day and night, you know, family, children, paisa, bangla, shohrat, izzat, for this that we are fighting will leave us one day. And what wouldn't leave you is the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla if you are moving in that direction, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. You call out to Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Yes, many people, Muhasab, give even this example. Nahi, halal rozi ke chakkar mein hum namaz chhod rahe hain.
Allah.
One of the reasons people give for missing salah is halal rozi. Bhai, who said you should not look for halal rozi? But where is it written that in the pursuit of halal sustenance, you must leave what's obligation, what's obligatory? This is a very big problem we have in society. So priority is given to offers, to your time,
to whatever work you are giving. Right. But as I mentioned, out of 1,440 minutes in 24 hours, rather than Islam, how much of time is dedicated for Salah? Just 1.5 hour approximately, Mu'asab.
Allah.
And in that 24 hours, we can't even take out 1.5 hour for Salah. Allahu Akbar. What do you think, Mu'asab?
You know, Mu'asab, it's so true what you've been mentioning. And we see a beautiful example is given, you know, especially at the time of Fajr Salah. And they say, you know, if you really want to show how strong you are, then pick up the blanket at the time of Fajr Salah.
Pick up your blanket. Subhanallah.
If you can do that, then yes, you are 100% strong. And most of the time we see, especially, you know, youth, or majority of the people for that matter, whoever is going to the gym, how much of weight they'll be picking up, you know, so much amount of weight they'll be picking up, etc. But the time of Fajr Salah comes, they can't pick up a simple blanket. They can't manage to pick
salam.
That up.
Ya salam.
So if someone can pick that blanket up, then yes, truly, they are really strong. Because that is, you know, a test for everyone. At the time of Fajr Salah, you're in a deep sleep. And to wake up from that deep sleep is also difficult. But effort, you know, should be made in waking up for Fajr Salah. And yes, Fajr Salah is one of those salah that is fard. So, effort should be made in waking up for Fard Salah, and that's where...
No, the effort should be made, Mu'asab. Maaf for cutting you off.
Ji.
Effort should be made in first sleeping on time, Mu'asab.
Yes.
Put in all the emphasis. Correct. You're going to come and say that, no, I can't sleep. No problem. Recite your du'as, all those important surahs and du'as, and fight the devil and shaitan. You can sleep. Allah has created this mechanism. You know, it's amazing. If you train yourself to sleep on time, you will sleep.
And
people are taking medication to sleep, Mu'asab, and then they can sleep till the next day, you know, and go on beyond that as well. Do not do so, dear viewers. Fight this bad habit of sleeping after 12 at night. Sleep on time. Allah Azzawajalla has created the day for working and the night for resting and sleeping. And this ummah and this nation wants to work on the opposite, you know. Allah Azzawajalla did not create the night for us to be awake. It's created for us to sleep, or else it would have been daylight all the time. So, when it's night, do whatever you have to, and after Salatul Isha, go to bed. But others would like to be on watching some other stuff, sometimes haram stuff, astaghfirullah. Wasting time watching dramas and TV serials that will take up your time unnecessarily. That's fake. That's just entertainment to keep you entertained. Why do you want to be entertained? To keep your mind off what? Off work and business? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Adhini Channel, it's time for you to get your minds off things by reciting Durood Sharif and then sleeping away, going to bed. It's like almost haram to speak unnecessarily after Isha if you know you're going to miss Salatul Fajr. It's not permissible for a person to engage in unnecessary conversations. Because why? It's certain if you know that I'm going to miss my Salatul Fajr because of this, then you need to stop that which you are engaged in. Leave that what you are doing at that moment if it's not important. So many of the time, I'm not saying those piece of work which is important, right? But if you know that this is not important right now, watching this drama, series, chill, whatever it may be, say a no to it, put it aside. Yes. A lot of people spend hours on Facebook or just on other social networks, scrolling and surfacing the internet, just looking at other people's videos, spending minutes and hours, what that one said, what this one said. And then what Allah has said, what about that?
Allahu Akbar.
It's important, dear viewers, set our priorities straight, because this is the devil who then will tell you in the middle of the night. Then we set alarm and then we can't wake up. The person might wake up after listening to the alarm. He might put the alarm off and go back to bed, because shaitan says a lot of time left. Continue sleeping. But what the Prophet says, when you wake up and you fight that devil and shaitan, then one knot is opened. You make wudu, the second knot. And when you stand for salah, the third knot. You will go and enjoy the day. The barakah and the blessings are in the morning part. This is another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The blessings are placed in the early parts of the morning. You want to go and chase your rosy after the sun has risen, after you have missed Salatul Fajr. The Prophet says, I mean, this is the narration, that's when a person goes all lazy and tired and fatigued. And in that stage, you're going to look for rosy. So what's going to happen? Your mind is going to get more messed up. You're going to get someone who's going to come and do something that you did not like. And then you don't see the blessings and barakah. So leave with in a good way, subhanAllah. Sleep at night and program yourself starting from today. Aajsem shuru karte inshallah zawajalla. Nothing happens from, you know, from next year and next week. No. Tonight when you go to bed, inshallah zawajal, you will perform all your salah, including Salatul Isha. And then fight this nafs. And if the nafs tells you, no, there's enough time left, say there's not enough time left because my body needs rest. If I would not sleep, I am going to miss Salatul Fajr. So the zakat of the body is to give rest to the body as well. allow the body organs to rest and recover from the daily activities that you were involved in. And once it's recovered, inshallah, azawajal, you set alarms that even if possible, let another person awaken you up for Salatul Fajr. In Dawah Islam, subhanAllah, we brothers awaken each another, you know, for Salah. And this is done by telephonic conversations or messages, telephonic, phoning someone telephonically and knocking on the door of the person, even taking the brother for Salatul Fajr. All these are good activities. Get involved in this, dear viewers, and you shall see the blessing, the nur that will come on your face, inshallah, and the enlightenment you may get in your heart, the contentment, peace, tranquility you may receive in your heart. It's just amazing. We have a beautiful kalam, inshallah, azawajallah. Let's break for this kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, هو رازقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا رب العالمين الله 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 صل على طه الأمين الله 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 في كل وقت وحين الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 املأ قلبي باليقين الله 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 ثبتني على هذا الدين الله 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 واغفر لي والمسلمين الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 وہ تنہا کون ہے الله 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 بادشاہ وہ کون ہے الله 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 مہرباں وہ کون ہے الله الله کیا اونچی شان ہے الله الله سب دلوں کی جان ہے اللہ 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 اس کی اپنی شان ہے اللہ 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 حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 راز دل کے جانے وہ الله 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 حال بھی پہچانے وہ الله 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 پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ الله 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 آسیوں کی آس ہے الله 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 اس کی رحمت خاص ہے اللہ 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 سب دلوں کے پاس ہے اللہ 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 حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 Oh Allah the Almighty الله 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 Protect me and guide me الله 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 Through your love and mercy الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
Allahu Allah
The curer and the healer
Allahu Allah
Who's the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah Allahu Allah محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
أف أدر جناهك
الله الله
عالم بادشاه
الله الله
يركلرين بناها
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
اشهد الله دردمي بوالرما رحمة له Başla günahlarıma Hayraylayham akşam ham sabahlarıma
Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi kalbi gayru Allah Allahu Allah Nuri Muhammed sallallahu Allahu Allah La ilahe illallah الله الله
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے Lord of the two easts and the two wests So which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم After enjoying this beautiful heart refreshing kalam we are back dear viewers you are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom and together with that we are speaking about the prophetic story the five divine commandments revealed to Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله we hope that you have thus far enjoyed the program and subhanallah we have extracted some valuable lessons from this amazing parable which is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif and the story was mentioned to the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, dear viewers, one of them of course was also spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and a beautiful example Hazrat Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi salatu wa sallam had given to his people, the Bani Israel. And that is motivation for us to also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, just as shaitan plays a vital role in making a person masya salah, likewise, abundance of wealth, abundance of paisa and wealth. When we have nothing, we have an open heart. And when Allah tests you by giving you abundance of wealth, you know, then the heart becomes stingy. We become scared. We are then afraid to invest our money in any part because we don't want that wealth to finish. Then we have longer hopes. Then we're making more plans of where to spend this money and how to keep the money, whatever it may be. This only happens because of shaitan as well. The inner nafs, which is the inner shaitan and the outer shaitan. We should not think like this. The Prophet of Allah has motivated us to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the heart becomes a miser, especially when you did not have money at one stage and suddenly become rich overnight, you know? Or you worked hard. So there are many reasons why a person wants to hoard the money, wants to keep the money. It's because, right. you know, I never have this before and now I've got it. I don't want to let go of it because I know what it feels like not having it. But subhanAllah, it's a test from Allah Kareem. Hazrat Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is stated that once from somewhere he received 700,000 dirhams.
Allah.
Kitna?
700,000
dirhams. So he never slept at night. His blessed wife then said to him, why are you so restless? He says, I can't sleep because I've got so much of money and I'm concerned, how will I now engage in the dhikr of Allah? Because I never have this as an obstacle. Now this thought alone is keeping me away from the dhikr and remembrance of Allah.
Allah.
This is how the companion of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would think, dear viewers. So his wife then said to him that, why are you so stressed about this? His blessed wife's name was Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, she says to him that there's no need to stress and be so restless. Subako, you can distribute this amongst the poor, amongst the relatives that you have who are poor, the under, you know, the Muhajirin and Ansar companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you think that you don't know what to do with this money, if this is your concern, then distribute this money amongst the poor. He said, wow, wonderful idea you have given me. He accepted the idea. The next morning, when he awoken, subhanallah, after performing Salatul Fajr, he continued distributing that money in the path of Allah Kareem. He continued distributing and distributing until his blessed wife then came to him. He even gave Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu some of the wealth. He sent some to the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then towards the ending, Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha then asked the husband, have you left anything for the family, for your family as well? And he says, had you come before, I would have left, but just check how much is left. She says, then when we counted the money, there was only 1,000 dinars left.
Allah. Dirhams left. From 700,000.
Dirhams, yani, silver coins, Mu'asab. They kept 1,000 for themselves, and the rest was distributed amongst the poor Muhajireen and Ansar companions of the beloved Rasul, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, this is the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So we should always be content with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us.
You know, when we look at the enthusiasm of the Muslims nowadays in spending in the path of Allah compared to the Sahaba Ikram, Allahu Akbar, that enthusiasm is unmatched. Like when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his Sahaba that bring whatever you'll have to spend in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he went, he brought his entire wealth and placed it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? He said, ya Rasulullah, I have left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind. This was, you know, the level of the iman, the certainty that they had. By spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing would be decreased, rather the wealth would be increasing. And the important thing to note is wealth is not only money. Wealth comes in various forms. For example, charity. For those who don't have so much of money, they want to give charity and they may be thinking, how do I do this? How do I now give charity? A smile on the face of another Muslim is charity. Putting a morsel of food into your wife's mouth is also charity. Visiting a Muslim who is unwell, who is sick, that is also charity. So there are so many different forms of charity that wealth does not only mean money. So whatever little, you know, it's the small things in life that counts. Whatever little you have, even if it may be a 1 rand, even if it may be a 2 rand or a 3 rand, it's not the amount that you give that matters. It's the sincerity in the amount that you give that matters.
Yeah, but
even if it's 1 rand, but your sincerity is there, that is more better than you giving 1 rand instead of 1,000 rand and showing off.
Allahu Akbar.
Then everything would be destroyed. There would be no use of that 1,000 rand. What did it get you? That 1,000 rand, if your intention was to show another person that, look, I gave more than you. And, you know, this is what we commonly see nowadays, where everyone wants to compete in giving out charity. Everyone wants to give more than the other to show that I got more than you. I got better things than you. But this, you know, it should not be this way. Rather, sincerity is important, and that should be there, even if it's worth 1 rand. Sincerity is there, you will definitely see barakah, blessings and success in your life, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the reality of life. And if we are not going to overcome this, we are for the rest of our lives going to be stuck. You know, never prospering from where we are. Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan used to give, as Mu'asa mentioned, the charity of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu that crossed all limits.
Allah.
Look at the charity of Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu. These are motivational pieces and stories to motivate us that never to be misers. That Rabb Azza wa Jalla, who has given you this wealth, is the one who will take it back. Nothing of it will go with us in the qabr, in the grave. So, you know, there are many situations, Mu'asab. There are some companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would also request and ask the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for barakah and blessings. And and the Prophet of Allah would supplicate and make dua for them. There was one person by the name of Tha'laba who also requested in the bargah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for barakah and blessings in his business, in his wealth, in his health, so on and so forth. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then also mentioned to him that it's better for you to remain in the state you are. The one who gives the knowledge of the unseen had known that this state for him is better. Likewise, in today's day and age, we all want barakah and blessing, but Allah knows better why we are in the state at times, you know. Anyways, this person mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the second time, though he left, he came back in the bargah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, please make dua for blessings in my business. The Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla then mentioned the dua, Allahumma rzuq Tha'labata malan. Allah, oh Allah, grant Tha'laba with wealth. And thus it was the prophetic dua. He bought some goats with his money, and then there was a rapid increase, dear viewers, in his herds and animals that he had. And there was no space in the city of Medina to contain his animals.
So much of wealth.
So much of wealth. Nonetheless, Mu'asab, what has happened next? Allahu Akbar. It's a long story. But the gist of it is that after his business grew from one salah, from two salah, from five daily salahs, it became two salahs.
Allah.
Offering.
Okay.
And then even that was then finished because he had to take his goods and move to a remote location out of Madinatul Munawwarah. He took his assets, whatever businesses he had, out of Madinatul Munawwarah. And when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had seen that he is no more coming to the masjid, and he even has left, you know, abandoned all the prayers, reading salah behind the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, upon inquiry, it was said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the state of Tha'laba, that he has so much of money that now there's no time for him to come.
Allah.
Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla even sent companions to go and ask for zakat, you know, from all the other companions. So there were companions deputed this responsibility to fetch and collect the zakat from other people. So they even visited Tha'laba and said to him that, you know, you have to pay zakat. And then he says, well, this is tax.
Allah.
He refused to pay the zakat. According to the narration, the Prophet of Allah was so saddened to hear this. Nonetheless, when the Prophet of Allah heard of this and was very sad, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had revealed ayat in the Holy Quran Park as well about this. And amongst them are those who made a covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla that if He will provide us from His bounty, so we will definitely give charity and definitely become good people. So this is the covenant some people made with Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the promise and the wa'ada we have made with our Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah, if you give us barakat, we'll do this. Ya Allah, if you give us wealth, we'll do that. That's what we do.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so when Allah granted them from His bounty, they started becoming miserly with it and returned away whilst turning their faces.
Allah.
So when we did not have the money, Ya Allah, I'll go for Umrah, I'll go for Hajj. Ya Allah, I'll build a masjid. Oh Allah, I'll build a madrasa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, I will support that family. I will give zakat. And when Allah tests us with the money, and we got enough wealth, now we have dues to pay, now we got commitments in life, now we got accounts to pay, now we got so many other things in life. This is the reality of this life, dear viewers. When Tha'laba had known that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has become very sad and disappointed that this is because he never pays zakat, he came in the bargah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the zakat. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla refused to take
Allah
the zakat.
Allahu Akbar.
He tried his level best to convince the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but Allah and his Rasul were already naraz and unhappy with him. He left, and after the blessed demise of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came during the reign of Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. And he thought that this was a good opportunity that he will accept it. And he mentioned to him, O Tha'laba, if the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has refused you, who am I to take it from you?
Allah, Allah.
Likewise, came the time of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And he also said the same thing, that if the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Siddiq Akbar did not take from you, then why would I take it from you?
Aye.
And then he passed away during the time of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Mm. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the reality of this life. Let's repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's make tawbah. Let's understand that many doors of evil are shunned and shut by giving charity in His path. Become open-hearted. Never ever assume that the one who gives in the path of Allah, his wealth will be reduced. Never is the case. Rather, the wealth shall be increased and many folds more than you can imagine. This charity will be your recompensation for many sins in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Inshallah, Zawajal. This is the reality, and therefore we give charity in the path of Allah Kareem. Mulana Sahib, some parting words from yourself since we are just about to come to the end of our program for this.
Subhanallah, Masab. I think, you know, everyone has to make a change. And a change, you know, it doesn't start tomorrow or the next day or the next hour or the next minute. It starts right now. Mm. That's where change starts from. It starts right now. And with that comes discipline. Mm. If this is in order and our priorities are set right, then we will find ourselves performing our 5 daily salah. We will find ourselves giving charity and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these will come into place provided that our priorities are put into place first, provided that our discipline is there, provided we know what our purpose is in this world, and that everything in this world is temporary. Money is temporary, wealth is temporary, nothing will last forever. So whatever we have, we must spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His pleasure. And through the barakah and blessings of this, we will see an increase in our wealth in ways we could never have imagined.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel. So this is the message, this is the peygham, and this is what we should be thriving for. As Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had said, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, do not be fearless of Allah Kareem, but rather do have fear for Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jal had not created paradise and hell, even then He Azza wa Jalla deserves the right that He, His creation, should fear Him.
Subhanallah.
We related the story of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam also feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, that so much of tears would roll down his face,
Allah,
that
Allah,
he even had sores on his face because of the tears, marks on his face. His mother would apply bandages on his blessed face. So this is the reality of this life, dear viewers. Ghawsi Pak then says, hope to him, obey him, carry out his commandments, refrain from what he has forbidden, repent in his bargah, become very humble, and weep in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you show repentance with sincerity from the heart and perform virtuous deeds with consistency, then he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla will benefit you.
Subhanallah.
This is our peygham in the program called Treasures of Wisdom. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Keep reciting salawat upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.